We're up to the top of Mem Daled Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that Bizman Hazeh, even in Eretz Yisrael, Lulav is not Doche Shabbos, even though we know Kviya D'Yarcha, because since it's not Doche in Bavel, we don't want to make it look like two Torahs. Velakash Yehani Tarte, before we prove that Lulav, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, is Doche Shabbos somewhere, because two brises, one says Chada Kola Amalichim Esulveim Laharabayis. One brise says he used to bring their lulavim to the Beis Hamikdash. V'Tanya Idach LeBeis HaKnesses. The other brise says he used to bring it to the shul. Umetartzina. We answered before. Kan Bizman She Beis Hamikdash Kaim. Kan Bizman She Ain Beis Hamikdash Kaim. So you see that on Shabbos they used to be noted lulav even after Churban Beis Hamikdash in Eretz Yisrael. So it says Lo Either the Idi Bizman She Beis Hamikdash Kaim. Both of those brises are talking when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, the Lokasha, Kan the Mikdash, Kan the Gvulim. One's talking in the Mikdash, and one's talking that there was Locha Shabbos, even Bigvulim, right, outside the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Beis HaMikdash. But after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Lulav is not Locha Shabbos anywhere. And Tosus points out that it's the opposite of Shofar. During the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, Shofar was never Docha Shabbos outside the Beis HaMikdash, only in the Beis HaMikdash. After the Churban, they were misaking that Shofar should be Docha Shabbos anywhere there's a Beis Din. So, a Beis Din Kavua. What exactly that Beis Din, Sanhedrin, or Sanhedrin of 23. But in Isa, it was not only, it was everywhere, wherever there was a Beis Din. Mashen came during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Lulav was Docha everywhere. And after Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's Docha nowhere. So Tosus basically says that since Lulav is only Tiltal, so in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, since it was Docha and the Mikdash, they were Matched even outside the Beis HaMikdash. Shofar is a Chochma, therefore they were only Mater in the Beis HaMikdash. After Churban Habayis, they wanted to at least keep Shofar somewhat, because it's Mala Zichrono Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there was no reason dafka to keep lulav dafka on Shabbos, and therefore they were mevatel the inyan of lulav being docha Shabbos completely. In addition, shofar is only one day, so if you didn't blow it that day on Shabbos, you weren't going to blow up bechlal that year. Now shenkin lulav midrabanan at least is another 6 days, and therefore what's it called? You wouldn't forget the idea of lulav after Churban Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Rashi. Bigvulin molichin lebeis haknesses, right? What's it called? So the Gemara answers, no, it's both of those brises are talking in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and outside the Beis HaMikdash, they used to bring their lulav on Shabbos to the shul. The kula b'zman habayis, to have a kula be'eretz, everything was in Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Who smuchim lios based him, the yodim emas hukva chodesh, they knew kviya diyarcha. But now that the Beis HaMikdash isn't around, so the lulav is not docha anywhere. Okay. Now, after Churban Beis HaMikdash, they were in Sakin to take lulav all 7 days zecher lemikdash. But Arava, even though in the Beis HaMikdash the Arava was 7 days, but they weren't misakin to do it all 7 days, only one day, only on Hashanah Rabbah. Why? Omerlei hoil v'odam yotzei dechavosu b'arava shavalulav. Because l'maisa b'di'evad you yotzei with the arava that you take in the lulav. So we do have a zecher l'arava 7 days, the arava and the lulav. Omerlei ahum mishum lulav u'deka avidlei. You're not yotzei the arava of what's it called, the mitzvah aravas, with the arava and the lulav. That arava is a part of the mitzvah of lulav. It's not a zecher to the mitzvah of Arava in the Beis HaMikdash. The chi tema de kom magbalei v'hoder magbalei. And if you'll say that what we do is, we take it out of the lulav, right, and pick it up by itself. Or, according to others, we pick up the lulav twice. Once l'shem lulav, and once l'shem Arava, with the Arava and the lulav. V'ha'maisim b'chol yom v'loko avdin enochi. We see we don't do that. Nobody's makbid b'dafka to take the Arava separately every day, zecher l'mikdash. So Omer of Zvid Mishmei the Rava, Lulav Dioraisa of Din and Shiva, Zecher LeMikdash. Lulav, which is Minat Torah, so they made a Zecher all 7 days, Zecher LeMikdash. But Arava, the Rabbanon, lo avdirin lo shiva zecher lemikdash. But Arava, which is only the Rabbanon, there they didn't make a zecher 7 days to the zecher lemikdash. The Gemara says, Laman, who is Arava? Only the Rabbanon. Ilem al Abashol, Abashol, where does he know Arava from? The mitzvah of Arava in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ha'amar Arve Nochal Ksiv Shtai, Achas Alu V'Achas L'Mikdash. He learns from the plural Arve Nochal that there were two different mitzvahs of Arava, one for the Lulav, and one, a special mitzvah of Arava in the Mikdash. So that's the Raisa. Il Rabbanon Hilchas Gemirava. According to the Rabbanon, it's a Halach L'Mosh Misina. It's also mid the Raisa. Dom Rav Asi, Yom Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Nechunya, Ish Bekaz, Beis Choros Chorson, Eser Netiyas, Arova, Venisuch HaMayim, Halach Moshe Sinai. These three halachas were given over at the same time that they're all Halach Moshe Sinai. Right? So it's for sure everybody holds that Arova in the Mikdash was Deoraisa. And Lulav in the Mikdash was Deoraisa. So why do we make again 7 days Zecher LaMikdash and only 1 day Zecher LaRava? If all 7 days of Arava were also Minat Torah in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Elom Rav Zvid Mishmei the Rava, Lulav de Islei Iker Minat Torah, Bigvulin Avdin Leshiva, Zecher LaMikdash. Lulav, where the Torah says Beferish, Usmachtim Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, right, in the Mikdash. So the Zecher LaMikdash is 7 days. Because the Maisa, it says Beferish in the Torah, Smachtim Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. Has an Iker min HaTorah. Arava, the Lesle Iker min HaTorah, but Arava, which is only Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it's not clear, and even according to the other man, the Omer, Arve Nochal, it's very not clear that that's talking about a separate mitzvah of Arava, right? Begvul in Lo Avdin and Shiva Zecher L'Mikdash, right? And there, we don't make 7 days Zecher L'Mikdash, since it doesn't have an Iker min HaTorah. Okay, Rashi.
Wouldn't the Iker min HaTorah for the Lulav be Lokachtim?
No, that's for we're talking about a zecher for the mitzvah of the mikdash, the 7 days. Okay. The lo avdinan lo shiva, aval yom echad mi avdinan. We make 1 day zecher le mikdash, shoshana rabba. Karmin le kamon, barabalazar barab tzadik. Vuhu ha yala acher chorben, he was after a chorben, and shah rab tzadik avi bimei rab yochum and zakai. Rab tzadik was in the time of rab yochum and zakai. He's the one who fasted 40 years that the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't be destroyed. That was Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzadik's father. V'mei Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Galil Hoya. K'namrim v'b'choros. Klum chalaknu bein chover lama oretz v'huayah ha-shoel. So he was after the Beis HaMikdash, and he was no-till Arava, 1 day, Hoshana Rabba. Laman, Aliba deman komer Arava de Rabbanan. According to whom do you say that Arava in the Mikdash was only the Rabbanan? Iker yom echad mi yesh lo shoresh. Right, aval arava ein lo shum shorish min haTorah bikvulin. Rashi learns a little bit differently. Rashi learns that lulav has an ikker even outside the Beis HaMikdash at least 1 day, but arava has no ikker in the Torah at all outside the Beis HaMikdash even 1 day. So therefore, lulav, which any day anyway 1 day is deraisa, so we make 7 days zecher lemikdash. But arava, which has no day that is min haTorah, so we make only 1 day zecher lemikdash. Other rishonim learn what I told you. That Iker min haTorah means it's not mefurish in the Torah. Okay. Omer Reish Lakish. Kohanim bali mumin nichnosim bein ha'ulam lemizbeach kedei losis barava. Even though a kohen bal mum normally midrabanan is not allowed to go bein ha'ulam lemizbeach, but in order to mekayin the mitzvah of arava, a kohen bal mum is allowed to go. A Yisrael not, but a kohen bal mum yes. Omer le Rabbi Yochanan, mi omra, who said such a thing? Mi omra says, mi omra, ho iu omar. He said it, right? Rashi, kohanim balim mumin, atheim dochim v'nichnosim l'hakip ragleim v'arava b'yodam. They also went around the Mizbeach with the Aravas in the Mikdash. The EF shalahakif shalikonsu b'en olam Mizbeach. It's impossible to go around the Mizbeach without entering the area of the Mizbeach that's Bein Ha'ulam, the Mizbeach. It's one of the sides of the Mizbeach. You can't go around the Mizbeach without going through that area. V'chol Hashon Asurim Likon Hashon, K'namrina Meseches Kelim, Perek Rishon. The whole year of Baal Mum is not allowed to be there. But on Sukkot, they were Matir, Kohanim, Baal Limumim, since only Nisad Rabbanon, to do it, to be kind the Mitzvah Rabba. Shemar says, Mi Omra, Hashrech Sukkot Daita Tohoki Omra. Mi Omra Shei Chova. Who said that it's a chova to be makif the Mizbeach Right? V'ka'amar latzeis ba yedei chova. V'lahachi parech man amra bitmi. Who said that being makif the mizbeach is a chova where they were even matir bali mumin? Smar says, he said it. Right? Iu amar, dom rab yasi, om rab yochana, mishum rab nechunya ish bekas beis chorson, eser netiyas arrova v'nisa chamayim alach masina. Rab Yochanan himself said that it's a chova. It's a halach malosh misina that you have to be notal arrova in the mikdash. Right? Elami amra benetila. Now that's the question. The question was, who said that they did it by going around the mizbeach? By holding and going around the mizbeach? Dilma biskifa. Maybe they only set up the aravas supported by the mizbeach, and then you don't have to do it on all the sides. So they don't have to be matar a balmum to go bein ha'ulam the mizbeach. Go on the side of the mizbeach where a balmum is allowed to be and set up your arava. But if you have to go around the mizbeach, then you have to go on that side too. Right, mi omra v'bali mumin, and therefore, who said that it's dafka that bali mumin could go? Because maybe the chiyuv is only to set up the arava, not to circle the mizbeach with the arava. Right, dilma b'tmimim, maybe it's only tmimim that can go. And even if it was a benetila, who said that a bali mumin could go? Maybe only kohanim that were not bali mumin could go around the mizbeach. Rashi, mi omra b'netila. Right, if it's netila, then only kohanim can do it, because only kohanim can go bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach. They surely weren't matir yisraelim to do that. Dilma b'skifa, v'kohen echad zok v'al yedei akol. The ein chov al kulam. Maybe one kohen goes and puts it up. The main thing is that arava should be supported on the mizbeach, but not that everybody has to go take an arava. So that was the question. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chadomar Arava Yisod Nevi'im, the Chadomar Arava Minig Nevi'im. One says the Arava was Yisod Nevi'im, meaning the Nevi'im were Mesakim, a Takana, just like a Takana de Rabbanan, and therefore Rashi says in Afkamina would be you make a brach on it, just like any Takana de Rabbanan. You can say Asher Kedishon and Sav Tivanu, because we have a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. And the other one said Arava is only a Minig Nevi'im, and on a Minig you don't make a brach. Because you can't say the tzivona. Nobody commanded you to do it. Even the rabbana didn't command you. It's a minik. Tistayim to Rabbi Yochanan who da'omri yisod neviim. Da'omri avavom Rabbi Yochanan. Arava yisod neviim hu. Tistayim. Okay, it's clear. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said it's yisod neviim. A takon of neviim, not a minik neviim. Omer le Rabbi Zeilu rabavo. Mi om Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Va'om Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Nechunya ish bekas beis chorson. Esther netiyas arava nisachamayim alocha mesinai. It's not yisod neviim. It's halach moshmi sina. So how could he say it's Yisod Nevi'im? And now we think that Yisod Nevi'im means in the Beis HaMikdash, it was Yisod Nevi'im. So Morris says, Yishtomim kishochad, he was perplexed for a few minutes and kept quiet. But Omar, and afterwards he answered, Shochum v'chazru v'yostum, enachanami, it was halach moshmi sina. But they forgot it in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash in Megalus Bavel. When they came back to the second Beis HaMikdash, the Nevi'im reinstituted it. That's shot Yisod Nevi'im. They reinstituted the halacha of Moshe Sinai, which was forgotten in Babel.
That's why it's called Yisod and not Takana.
Yeah, right. Yostu. They made the Yisod. We'll see. One second. It's not true. That's not the reason. So Moshe says, "Miyom Rav Yochanan Hachi, Vam Rav Yochanan Dilchan Amrei Dilhonhi." Right? Did Rav Yochanan say that? What's it called? When Rav Yochanan said that, I thought that the Torah was in Eretz Yisrael. Because there they never went into Galus, so they had the Masorah of the Torah. But I see now that the Masorah really was stronger in Bavel. So they didn't forget the Torah in Bavel. Right? The Talmid HaChomim remembered. So how could you say they forgot it and had a, what's it called, reinstated? Here was something that was in the hands of the Talmid HaChomim, the Nevi'im. Not they didn't forget it. Something that was in the hands of the Ummah Bechlal, like remembering the Aleph Beis, where the letters went. That was something that was in the hands of everybody. That, the Gemara Taka says, they forgotten Bavel. But things that were in the hands of the Bali of Masorah, the Masorah wasn't forgotten in Bavel. Rashi. That's how Rashi learns. Oh, mi av Rav Yochanan yisod neviim hi, v'alach l'moshe mishinai hi. How did Rav Yochanan say that Rav is yisod neviim? It's alach l'moshe mishinai. Shokum begolus Bavel, shokhu es ha-Torah v'ha-mitzas v'mikzas, v'zu nishke cholagamre. The whole Indian of Arava was forgotten in Golus Bavel. The Chazur Nevi'im Achronim, the Yostum, and the Nevi'im Achronim reinstated it when they came back to Eretz Yisrael. Al pi adibur. V'om Rav Yochanan dilchon amri dilchonhi. Rav Kahana, so Rashi explains like this. Rav Kahana was from the Talmidim of Rav. And he was an excellent charif ma'od. He's very sharp. Ubarach le'Eretz Yisrael, and he ran away to Eretz Yisrael lifnei Rav Yochanan. Rav was in Bavel, and he was a Talmud of Rav, and he ran away from Bavel. He came to Eretz Yisrael and learned it from Rav Yochanan. It must married him, right? Because he was afraid they were going to kill him because he killed somebody there. Kidamrina b'perik basur above a kama. V'hutzrach lo Rav Yochanan l'kama sveikas. And Rav Yochanan needed to ask Rav Kahana a lot of questions he had. So he used Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was a Talmud Chacham of Bavel, and yet he was sharper than all his Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael. V'ya Omer Rav Yochanan v'nei Eretz Yisrael sovr ha'yisi shetora shalachem shelo galisa mi'artzachem v'lo haya lachem tiruf hadas. I thought the Torah remained by the people in Eretz Yisrael, never went into Galus. Avor ha'yisi shehi shel b'nei Bavel. But I see now the people in Bavel are much stronger, much sharper than the Eretz Yisrael Talmidei Chacham. Shafapi shegalu amdolahem chokhma sachorish v'anasgir shegalu miyachanya. Even though they went into Galus, they never forgot the Torah. They kept up the Mesorah and they became even sharper. Kedichsiv hakol giborim osim milchama v'tanya b'seder olam v'chima gvura osim b'nei adam hanesunim b'shavshol shabarza. They all were giborim osim milchama. What kind of milchama? These people were in captivity. They were in chains. What kind of gvura could people in chains have? Elashi giborim hoyu b'milchamta shel Torah. They were strong in waging the battles of Torah. Alma svarler b'yochanan delo nishkecha Torah b'galus Bavel. You can't say that Rabbi Yochanan held it was yisod neviim because the Torah was forgotten in Bavel and they had to reinstate it. You see that Rabbi Yochanan said, I thought the Torah was forgotten in Bavel and it really wasn't. So the Chora and something that was in the hands of the Bali Masorah wasn't forgotten in Bavel.
Have so,
what? Yeah, okay. Yisod Neviim, Takonus Neviim Achronim, Chagei Zecharia Malachi, Shoi Misakni Takonus Yisrael Banshek Nesagdola. They were the ones who made Takonus, and Yisod Neviim means a Takon of the Neviim. Minig, Hinhigu Esa'am, Velo Tiknu Lahem. They make a Takon. It was a minig that they were no hate. V'nafkamina Dlo Boi Bracha. Rashi says the difference is, on a minig you don't make a bracha, on a Takon you do. Deleka Lameimer Vitzivonu, Da'afilu Bichlalo Sosur Lesser. It's not even in the klal of Los Sosser that you could say the tzivanu. It's only a minig. Tosra says, and others have shown him, that you do make a bracha on minig. There are many minhagim we make brachas on. The Rosh Chodesh, halal on Rosh Chodesh, only a minig make a bracha. So the difference, some say, is where the minig has a counterpart that's something min haTorah. For instance, like halal. You do say halal with a bracha. So then even on the minig of halal, you say bracha. Or where the minig is a dover chashuv, right? Then you say a bracha. But it's only tiltul b'amal. You're only picking up an arava. It's no maisa chashuv. Then you don't make a bracha on a minig.
They could have
said it's like lulav. Huh?
They could have said it's like
lulav. It's not a lulav. We don't have any case where you only pick up an arava and make a bracha. Okay. Okay. That's okay. Tosus has a different gear. Rabbeinu Chananel, this dilchon. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, Dilchon Omar Dilhoni. And he says, Dilchon, he was talking to his Talmidim, who were from Bavel. Because the Talmidim used to come from Bavel and learn Eretz Yisrael. So he said, Dilchon, your guy, meaning Rav Kahana, who came from Bavel, what's it called, said, Dilchon, that it's only the Rabbanan. So what's it called, the... Right, Dilchon Amrei Dilhoni, right? Rabbi Yochanan said to his Talmidim, who were from Bavel, one of yours said, right, that Dilhonu Shemishelohemu Arava, that it's only Minig Neviim, that it's not a Halach L'Moshe Sinai, right? So how could you say that it's Chazru V'Yostum, that it was, it was forgotten, and that it's Doraisa, right, Lokasha, Kan, the Mikdash kan the Gvulin. It's talking about the mitzvah of Arava in the Gvulin. In other words, outside the Beis HaMikdash, after the Chorban. That's only the Rabbana. That was either Minig Neviim or Yisod Neviim. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was what's it called? It was Doraisa of Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. But after Churban Beis HaMikdash, either they were Mesakin Zecher L'Mikdash, or they weren't Mesakin at all. They only made a Minig Zecher L'Mikdash. That's the Shaila. The Mikdash, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Bigvulim Yisod Nevi'im.